Hare Krishna. Welcome back to the Mahabharata character series. We are discussing about Ghatotkaj. So Ghatotkaj, along with his son Anjani Parva and a whole division of Rakshasas, joined the Pandavas, especially to assist his father Bhima at his behest. And Ghatotkaj was also one of the formidable warriors. Just his presence, his sight, his roar, it created terror in the hearts of the Kaurava soldiers. They would scream and flee, many of them. And Ghatotkaj exhibited his heroism in several days. The first day especially was a day of reversal for the Pandavas, because Bhishma exhibited his prowess and killed Sweta and Bhuminjay and other Maharathas. But second day, the Pandavas got the upper hand, and Bhima, Arjuna fought fiercely, but along with that, Ghatotkaj also played a significant role on the second day. And each of the days, Ghatotkaj was a formidable warrior, challenging and defeating hordes of Kauravas and helping the Pandavas make inroads into the Kaurava formations. And especially on the eighth day, Ghatotkaj again played a significant role. Alambush and Iravan had a big fight on that day, and finally Alambush killed Iravan. Iravan was one of the sons of Arjuna. So Ghatotkaj saw the killing of Iravan, and he was enraged, and with a roar he challenged Alambush, and he started charging towards him. Now actually Iravan had been fighting with Duryodhana, and Duryodhana had not been able to get the better of him, so he had asked Alambush to deal with Ravan. And now Duryodhana was there, and Duryodhana came in between. And Ghatotkaj and Duryodhana had a severe fight. And Ghatotkaj and his Rakshasa soldiers with him, and Duryodhana had his warriors with him. And the Rakshasas fell upon Duryodhana's soldiers remorselessly, and started devouring them, destroying them. And Ghatotkaj roared jubilantly and started attacking Duryodhana. Duryodhana seethed with rage and started attacking Ghatotkaj with all his might. And the fight went on fiercely. And Ghatotkaj was like an immovable mountain. And although Duryodhana's arrows hit him, but he was not affected. And slowly but surely, Ghatotkaj's arrows were wounding and weakening Duryodhana. Duryodhana was incensed. He was beyond himself with rage, and he saw around him his soldiers were fleeing in terror because of the onslaught of the Rakshasas. He kept fighting fiercely, and he took more and more stronger weapons which he had at attacking Duryodhana, attacking Ghatotkaj. And he started targeting Ghatotkaj's Rakshasa associates. As the Rakshasa associates started getting killed, Ghatotkaj became angry and started attacking Duryodhana more and more forcefully. As Duryodhana shot arrow upon arrow, the arrows wounded Ghatotkaj, but instead of weakening him, they only angered him further. And as they angered him further, finally Ghatotkaj became so angry that he decided to kill Duryodhana. Till now he had been fighting with him and wounding him, but remembering Bhima's woe, hit a fatal blow upon Duryodhana. But he forgot that Bhima's vow, and he took up a mighty lance, a lance that had a capacity to pierce rock effortlessly. And as he raised it up, it just sparkled in the sky, illumining the vegetation. And he just raised it and hurled it with his full power, meant for the destruction of Duryodhana. At that time there was a mighty elephant king, and he realized that he was on the side of the Kauravas, and he realized that their king was Duryodhana was in mortal danger. And as Ghatotkaj hurled this mace, the king brought his giant tusker in between, and the tusker just charged in between, and the lance, which was meant for the destruction of Duryodhana, it hit the elephant. And such was the force that just one hit from that lance ripped apart the body of the elephant, and the elephant fell dead. And the king leapt clear in order to save his life. So Duryodhana realizing that he had been saved from certain death, he was in one sense gratified, but he was also infuriated. This insolent son of Bhima, Vidurudhana had been confident that I will kill Bhima. And now he has not been able to deal with even the son of Bhima. And he decided to attack Ghatotkach with even greater force. And Ghatotkach was enraged that his weapon had been foiled and started taking up other weapons to attack Ghatotkach. And he was roaring in anger. Bhishma, hearing his roars and knowing that Ghatotkach had been fighting with Duryodhana, realized that Duryodhana was in danger. And he turned near him, Drona was also fighting. He told Drona, you know, no creature can counter Bhima's son. Oh, preceptor, you please go and save our king. I think he has put Duryodhana in danger. So Drona immediately charged. And along with him, there are many Kshatriya warriors who came. And as they charged upon Ghatotkach, instead of getting alarmed, was delighted. And he greeted them with a shower of arrows. And although Drona and other Maharathas came upon Ghatotkach kept fighting and he checked all their weapons. Although he was wounded all over his body, he did not flinch at all in his fight. And he held back the advancing horde of the Kauravas, and many of them fell back in terror seeing the force of his onslaught. And then he turned towards Duryodhana. Duryodhana had been fighting with other warriors, had still been watching Ghatotkach also. And Duryodhana felt challenged, and again he came forward. And such was the ferocity of Ghatotkach's attack that Duryodhana fell back. And seeing Duryodhana in danger, again the Kaurava forces came in between. They started attacking Ghatotkach fiercely. And Ghatotkach roared in anger. He was being attacked by Kaurava forces from all sides. And hearing his roars, Yudhishthir, he heard the roars, and he turned to Bhima, who was fighting nearby, and he said, "It seems your son is being hemmed in by many forces. Go and help him." And Bhima roared and charged up to the help up to where Ghatotkach was fighting. And just hearing Bhima's roar caused the Kauravas to repellate in horror. And they turned around. Ghatotkach was bad enough, but his father Bhima charging in towards them, it was horrible. And seeing his forces turning around in terror, Duryodhana decided he will fight with Bhima. And he charged Bhagadatta, who was a formidable warrior on a giant elephant, Supratika, to deal with Ghatotkach. And as Bhagadatta came forward to deal with Ghatotkach, there was another Pandava warrior who was also an elephant, Kshatrodeya, who had a giant elephant. He charged the elephant, and as they were shooting arrows, they kept charging. And on collision course, both the elephants hit each other head on. And Bhagadatta's elephant, Supratika, was so gigantic, so dangerous, that he didn't even flinch. And Kshatrodeya's elephant collapsed. And Bhagadatta killed him. And then Bhagadatta charged upon Ghatotkach. And Ghatotkach fought fiercely. And as he fought on and on, Bhagadatta was such a formidable warrior that especially when he was an elephant, he was undefeatable. But Ghatotkach held him back. And they fought and fought and fought. And while Bhima bested Duryodhana, Duryodhana had already been wounded by Ghatotkach, and then Bhima completely decimated Duryodhana's forces and humiliated him, brought him almost on the verge of death. And while Bhagadatta was kept at bay by Ghatotkach, Bhima then slaughtered the Kaurava forces. That was a day when the father and son combination wreaked havoc in the Kaurava camp. And that Duryodhana was so humiliated, incensed, mortified by his personal defeat, by the defeat of his forces, that was the day he tried to goad Bhishma. And then Bhishma took the vow that night of investing 5 arrows with the power to kill the 5 Pandavas. Such was the heroism of Ghatotkach. And his heroism was most evident on the 14th night. The 14th day of the war was the day when Arjuna took the vow to kill Jayadrath and succeeded in doing so just before sunset by Krishna's mercy. But the Kauravas were so incensed by what they felt was Krishna's deviousness in covering the sun and then uncovering it, that although the day was ended, they kept fighting. And uncharacteristically, unlike the other days, when the war would stop by sunset. This day the war went on. And Duryodhana, in his anger, wanted the war to go on, but this worked to the advantage of the Pandavas, because Ghatotkach, being a Rakshasa, his power increased at night. Night is the time of Tamoguna. So people who are of different mentalities, they get energized according to their particular mentalities. That means people who have goodness, they feel themselves energized in the morning hours. Those who are in passion, they feel energized during the daytime. And those in ignorance, they feel themselves energized at night time. It is basically like the kind of psychological current that is flowing at that time that stimulates certain people. Like if there is a current in the river, if the current is this way and somebody is going that way, then naturally that person will be get energy of the current. So if the current is going in another direction, somebody going in that direction, the energy will go, that person will get energized by that current. So like that, these three modes create psychological forces. They are modes of psychological forces, and they create, so we can say, psychological currents of energy. So people who are in particular modes, they get sort of tuned into that corresponding psychological current at certain times of the day. So that's why often the Rakshasas are known also by the name Nisha Chara. Chara means to move about. Nisha is night. Those who move about at night. And they can move about in the day also, and they can fight also in the day, but in night their power gets increased. Nisha Chara. That's why Ghatotkach also referred to as Night Ranger. So as the fight went on this day, then here Ghatotkach was fighting fiercely, and he fought and fought against various warriors, and he was just terrorizing and destroying them. So on this 14th night, Ashwatthama came forward. The 14th night, many battles took place. So Bhurishrava had been killed by Arjuna when Bhurishrava had been about to kill Satyaki. And Bhurishrava's father was Somadatta, and Somadatta's father was Bahalika. So they had all got angry that Bhurishrava had been killed by what they felt unfairly. So Bahalika came and challenged Satyaki. And as the fighting was going on fiercely, Satyaki was overpowered by Bahalika. Bahalika was also Maharatha, and Satyaki was exhausted by the day's fight. He had entered into the Kaurava formation following Arjuna. So now, at that time, Bhima came to help him. And Bhima and Bahalika had a fierce fight. And finally, Bahalika initially wounded Bhima, but then Bhima took a powerful arrow and killed Bahalika. And then later on, Satyaki, he fought with Bhurishrava's father, Somadatta. And they also had a fierce fight, and Satyaki was almost overpowered. But then finally, he fought fiercely and he also killed Somadatta. So the Kauravas got several reversals on that particular night. And here Ashwatthama came, and Ghatotkach was wreaking havoc on the Kaurava forces, and Ashwatthama came there. And Ashwatthama fought fiercely and started destroying, decimating the Rakshasa hordes. Now all the Kauravas, Kaurava Maharathas, were feeling angry. It was like a defeat, a slap on their face, that Arjuna had single-handedly gone past all of them and killed Jayadrath. So they also wanted to show their prowess. So Ashwatthama was in a bellicose mood, more than usual, and started destroying the Rakshasa forces. And the Rakshasas, they started attacking Ashwatthama. And as he was destroying them, whoever came, Ghatotkach got enraged. And he challenged Ashwatthama. He shot arrow after arrow. And Ashwatthama held back all his arrows and shot back. Ghatotkach got severely wounded. And as he got wounded, he got enraged and he kept fighting. Now Ashwatthama exhibited extraordinary heroism. And he checked back all the weapons of Ghatotkach, wounding him more and more. Seeing his father being bested this way, Ghatotkach's son Anjani Parva came. And he challenged Ashwatthama. And they had a fierce fight. And although Anjani Parva was extremely powerful, but still, he was not a match to Ashwatthama. And slowly but surely, Ashwatthama got the upper hand, and then he killed the charioteer, killed the horses of Anjani Parva. And Anjani Parva jumped off his chariot, and he took a sword, and as he was raising the sword to charge towards Ashwatthama, Ashwatthama cut off the sword. Then he took up a mace, and he was swinging the mace, and Ashwatthama cut off the mace also. And as Anjani Parva was finding some other weapon, Ashwatthama took an arrow and cut off the head of Anjani Parva. Kadotka Jodha enraged, "Stand and fight, today you will die at my hands." He screamed in anger. Ashwatthama lowered his bow derisively and he said, "O child, being the son of Bhima, you are like a son to me. And therefore, you do not deserve to be killed by me. So, go away while I am kindly disposed towards you. If as the heat of the war increases and I become angry, then I may not spare you, because in anger, one may kill even oneself." Now, this derisiveness of Ashwatthama after his aggressiveness in killing his son enraged Kratkach. He says, "What?" He said, "I am the emperor of the Rakshasas. I am as powerful as the ten-headed Ravana. No one can stand against me. How dare you scorn me like this? I will kill you today." And they had one of the deadliest fights in the Pandava Kaurava fights. And Ashwatthama slowly again started getting the upper hand over Ghatotkacha. Ghatotkacha, realizing that he could not overcome him by a normal arrow fight, started using mystic illusions. Suddenly he created a mountain, and from that mountain hundreds of arrows started showering upon Ghatotkacha. And then Ashwatthama invoked the Vajrastra and dissipate that illusion. Then Ghatotkacha invoked another illusion by which a sort of darkness enveloped the field, and then suddenly warriors started appearing from all directions. So again, charging down upon Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama dissipated that illusion also. So Ghatotkacha used all his mystic illusions, and Ashwatthama countered it all. And seeing this, fight became more and more fierce. Warriors came to assist Ashwatthama, and warriors came to assist Ghatotkacha, and the fight became general. And of course, his ferocity went on. As the fight was going on, suddenly Ashwatthama took a powerful mystic weapon, and charging it with mantra's power, he shot it at Ghatotkacha. Now that arrow was so powerful that it could have killed any other warrior, but Ghatotkacha was also extremely powerful. And when that arrow passed clean through his heart, it did not kill him, but it felled him, and he fell unconscious. And his charioteer, seeing that the great danger that he was in, that he fell unconscious, took him away. And then, in the meanwhile, Duryodhana turned towards Karna, and he said to Karna, Duryodhana was bitterly angered because Jayadrath had been killed on that day, and they had lost the opportunity to see the death of Arjuna at his own hands through fire, but they had also he had not been able to keep his word to Jayadrath that I will protect you, and they had also lost a whole Akshahuni of warriors, and also almost 30 of his brothers had been killed by Bhima on that day. He says, "Karna, today is the time for you to show your prowess." So Karna said, "Yes, I have got my Shakti Astra, and today no one will stop me." He said, "I will kill Arjuna today." Duryodhana felt heartened, and Karna charged out. So as Karna charged out searching for Arjuna, and he was destroying the Pandava forces. So Krishna, seeing the cry of terror of the Pandava forces, Arjuna told to Krishna, he said, "There I can see the standard of Suta, and I can see him destroying our army. Okay, Shiva, I think I should immediately go and check that arrogant Suta." So Krishna nodded gravely. He said, "Yes, but I don't think the time for you to fight with Karna has yet come. So apart from you, the only person who can kill Karna is Bhima's son. He says, call him and he will deal with Karna right now." So Arjuna would have been eager to fight with Karna, But knowing that Krishna must have some plan, he agreed. And now Ghatotkach had been wounded, but he had a resilient and gallant spirit. And he recovered quickly and had come back on the war field. And when he heard this summons of Arjuna and Krishna, he came there and he offered respects. He asked him, "What can I do for you?" He said, there Krishna said, "There, Ghatotkach, see how Karna is ravaging our forces. You alone can save us from him." So Ghatotkach felt honored by this request from his uncle and from Krishna, whom he knew, and he was the Supreme Lord Vishnu. So he bowed to them and he said, "Today I will fight the kind of fight that will be heard of as long as there are the mountains." He said, "I will cause that proud Karna to be humbled. Please bless me." And as Krishna blessed, Ghatotkach charged away. Now, towards Karna. So, on the other side, Alambush had been fighting fiercely and he turned towards Duryodhana. Duryodhana had signaled to him and Duryodhana had realized that Ghatotkach was charging towards Karna. So, Duryodhana told, Ghatotkach was just destroying, crushing, devastating whoever was coming in his way, so charging towards Karna. And he said, Duryodhana told Alambush, "There, this Ghatotkach is also a Rakshasa like you. Just see, he's out destroying my troops. You go and deal with him." So Alambush licked his lip. He said, "I go right away." And he charged towards him. Now Ghatotkach remembered how Alambush had killed Iravan, who was his cousin. And he resolved to kill Iravan, kill Alambush. And then they had a fierce fight. Fought and fought and fought by arrows. As they kept fighting with arrows, neither of them was able to overcome the other. They fought with mystic weapons and they Rakshasa illusions, but still both of them were expert and each of them was countering the other's illusions. One of them would become a vulture, the other would become a snake. One of them would become an elephant, the other would become a tiger. And like that, whatever they did, were countered eventually. And then finally, the fight became so fierce that Ghatotkach destroyed Alambush's chariot. And Alambush charged upon without a chariot, Alambush charged upon Ghatotkach and pounded him with his heavy fist. Ghatotkach was rocked like a mountain hit by a thunderbolt. But recovering quickly, he hit Alambush with his fist. And Alambush was flung off and fell in the distance. Ghatotkach got off his chariot and marched towards him. And they fought into a forceful wrestling match, pounding each other. They were like two massive beasts, like Sharabha beasts fighting with each other, and they just pounded each other. And it seemed nobody would get the upper hand. The fight just went on, and both of them were roaring in anger, and the sound was resonating in all the directions. And as they kept fighting, slowly Ghatotkach's superior strength won over. And he could sense that Alambush was tiring, and he just pounded Alambush fiercely. Alambush fell on the ground almost in a swoon, and then he picked up his meter and he just whirled it in the head and then brought it down, caught Alambush's head and lopped it off. And as Alambush died, Ghatotkach roared thunderously in victory. Just the sound terrorized others. And knowing that Duryodhana had dispatched Ghatotkach, I dispatched Alambush to fight with him, Ghatotkach took the head, with the head which is still bleeding, he took it on his chariot and he charged the chariot close to Duryodhana. And then from there he hurled the head at Duryodhana. As the bloodied head fell on Duryodhana's chariot, Duryodhana looked at it in shock. You see that the face was contorted in horror and his blood all over. He was horrified and he looked at it. He recognized, what is this? Alambush. First he was shocked to see the head and then he was shocked to see that it was Alambush's head. Look at Ghatotkach laughed and he said, "This is the fate of the creature that you had sent to fight with me." He said that, "Wait, you can be only safe till I have sent Karna to death similarly, and after that I will come and kill you also." And then as a parting shot, he told Duryodhana, he said, "It is said that one should not go to a king without a gift. That is why this is my gift to you, king. Enjoy the gift till I come again." And Duryodhana was seething in rage at what he felt was his affront, but he was also stunned to see the prowess of Ghatotkach in killing Alam Bush. And then Ghatotkach charged towards Karna and he bellowed out his challenge. Karna turned around and he saw Ghatotkach. And they started engaging with the fought. Now Ghatotkach was a formidable warrior and he overpowered, overwhelmed Karna with arrows. But Karna countered them all skillfully. And then slowly, as they kept fighting, then Ghatotkach started, he realized that he will not be able to overpower Karna with the battle of arrows. So he started invoking mystic weapons. So by mystic weapons, suddenly the whole battlefield became dark. And in that darkness, Ghatotkach charged down upon Karna to kill him. And then Karna immediately used the Surya Astra. And he illumined the whole battlefield. He saw Ghatotkach coming and he shot arrows at him. Ghatotkach was hit by the arrows. Then Ghatotkach created a giant mountain. And from that mountain, weapons and weapons started showering down upon him. Upon Karna. Karna used another mystic weapon and destroyed the mountain. And Ghatotkach created a cloud. It said cloud was raining blood. And then not only that, from the cloud, hundreds of Rakshas were coming down. And those Rakshas fell ruthlessly upon the Kaurava and started destroying him. Such was the force of the illusions created by Ghatotkach that the Kauravas ran away. Kaurava soldiers ran away in fear. Only Karna, proud and unfearing, kept fighting. And he countered each one of Ghatotkach's illusions. Then Ghatotkach, suddenly by his illusions, he appeared in 1,000 forms. And Karna would not know which form was the one real he would attack. And all those forms seemed to be attacking him. And Karna again tried, used his mystic illusion and tried to counter Ghatotkach's illusions. But whatever illusion that Karna countered, Ghatotkach immediately created some other illusion. And sometimes it would appear as if Ghatotkach was far away in the sky. Sometimes he would appear in many forms, sometimes one form far away. The next moment he would be right next to Karna. Before Karna could shoot him, Ghatotkach would disappear. And all the while Ghatotkach was relentlessly shooting arrows and he was destroying the soldiers on Karna's side and also wounding Karna. And then finally, suddenly Ghatotkach by his mystic power created a giant chariot. And the chariot was actually flying through the sky. It had hundreds of beasts dragging it. It was bedecked with jewels and had huge arsenal of weapons on it. And Ghatotkach charged down and as he charged down, he picked up a shining lance from it. And he, with all his power, he hurled the lance at Karna. And as the lance came down for Karna's destruction, Karna did something astonishing. With lightning speed, as the lance charged down on him, he caught the lance. And then he immediately turned it around and hurled it back with blinding speed at Ghatotkach. Ghatotkach was stunned to see the speed and strength of Karna. Realizing that this lance was uncounterable, Ghatotkach leapt clear of his chariot and the lance hit his chariot and destroyed the chariot completely. And Ghatotkach was enraged and he started using greater illusions. And the illusions such that now suddenly it appeared as if there were thousands and thousands of not just warriors, but there were hyenas and lions and tigers, other predatory animals, and they were all pouncing upon the Kaurava forces. And Ghatotkach was charging everywhere, wherever his roars and his weapons were destroying the Kaurava forces. And this fire illusion was so great that the Kauravas cried out in fear. He said, "Oh Karna, use your Indrastra, otherwise Ghatotkach will destroy all of us." Now Karna had reserved the Indrastra for Arjuna, but he became pensive. And suddenly he looked up in the sky, Ghatotkach was was charging down this meter. You know, he had discharged missiles which had killed Karna's horses, and Karna was immobilized. And as Ghatotkach streaked down to the sky with a meter in his hands, was charging straight towards Karna to kill him. And Ghatotkach realized that the blinding speed and force with which Ghatotkach was coming, Karna realized that no other arrow will be able to counter him. And he realized he himself was in mortal danger. And without any thought, he immediately took the Shakti Astra and put it on his bow. And as he put on his bow, suddenly There was omens all over the world, thunder clouds chanted, and cold wind started blowing. And as he put the arrow on the bow, suddenly the whole battlefield became illumined as if it was daytime. And that blazing dart created a trail of a conflagration like fire as it sped through the sky, being discharged with enormous force from Karna's bow. As Ghatotkacha saw that dart coming towards him, he realized that he would not be able to counter this dart. Realizing that he was about to die, he did not flinch or flee. He decided to perform one last service to the Pandavas. And he expanded his body to gigantic proportions with the last reserves of mystic power that he had. And as the arrow passed clean through his heart, and then with a blinding flash, raced up to heaven to go back to Indra, Ghatotkacha was killed instantly. And his giant body fell on the Kauravas and flattened and crushed and killed an entire division of warriors. And as Ghatotkacha fell, that warrior who had seemed bent on destroying the Kaurava forces, when he was destroyed, all the Kauravas erupted in celebration. And they all cheered and praised Karna for his stupendous feat in killing Ghatotkacha. And as the Kauravas celebrated, Karna was delighted to hear their praises, but he knew that actually losing the Shakti Astra was a great loss for him. On the other side, when the Pandavas saw the death of Abhimanyu, they lamented and broke out in tears. This was the second successive day. On the previous day, Abhimanyu had been killed and now Ghatotkacha had been killed. He was dear to all the Pandavas. Especially Bhima was aggrieved, especially. But Yudhishthira was also grief-struck. This was especially grief-struck because he felt the whole war had been fought to make him the king. And as the Pandavas were grieving like this, Krishna, to their surprise, did not grieve. He smiled. In fact, he danced on the chariot. And Arjuna turned towards Krishna. All the Pandavas were incredulous, seeing Krishna's reaction. Arjuna especially was close to Krishna. He said, Keshava, he says, your reaction, now Bhima's heroic son has died just now. Your reaction is as incredible as the sun becoming cold or the oceans drying up or the earth cracking. Why, O Keshava, do you behave in such an inappropriate way? So Krishna smiled and touches Arjuna's shoulder and he said that, O Keshava, O Partha, from the day that Karna had got that dart of Shakti, I was in anxiety. He had reserved the dart only for your death. He said, now that the dart is exhausted, now Karna has become like a toothless serpent. Now you will surely kill him and he is no more threat to you. He says, this actually had been a major turning point in the war. And Krishna was delighting that Arjuna was free from danger. When Arjuna had known about Shakti Astra, he had not thought of it as a great danger. He thought, I'll deal with it when it comes. But if it had killed Ghatotkacha and Ghatotkacha had not been able to counter it, that means it must have been a formidable weapon. Krishna said, yes, this can kill even the immortal Shiva. So not Sadashiva who lives eternally in the border of the material and spiritual world, but the Rudras. So he says, Arjuna realized that Krishna had been protecting him, had kept him away from a direct confrontation with Karna till now, and now he had ensured his safety. Now we may get the question, is it moral like this that one person be sacrificed for the sake of another person, and especially a younger person be sacrificed for an older person, or let the nephew be sacrificed for the uncle? But you have to understand that war is a ruthless business, and one has to always make choices. And here we know that the Pandavas were thoroughly virtuous and Ghatotkacha was also virtuous, but he had a Rakshasa birth, and there was, because of that Rakshasa birth and because of the past sins that had given him the Rakshasa birth, there was some sinful contamination in his body. And Krishna told Arjuna that, you know, Ghatotkacha had to die because of his past sins, but by laying his life down in such a heroic way for the cause of Dharma, he will surely attain the regions of lasting bliss. So Krishna in this way served multiple purposes. He freed Ghatotkacha from his whatever actions were residual and liberated him, and he also protected Arjuna from Karna's Shakti Astra, and in this way he ensured the ultimate victory of the Pandavas. So Ghatotkacha is a martyr who gave up his life fighting heroically for the sake of the Pandavas, and he illustrates how the spirit of service and the spirit and virtue can transcend the body and race, and it can be present even among Rakshasas. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.